It's a bit of a crazy story. So I'd just been blown up in Afghanistan on the 3rd of February 2009, so maybe 6 weeks beforehand. And, you know, 1 minute I'm in Afghanistan having bets with the Manx out there, who's going to win the league. We're right in the title race. Things are going good. Obviously then on the 3rd of February, I find myself on the wrong end of a bomb, get blown up, spend 2 weeks in a coma. And then, yeah, I'm back in Birmingham Hospital with my dad sitting next to me. You know, whole life had just changed in a split second. I get out of the intensive care ward up on the ward, and now 6 weeks later, I'm okay to kind of have my dad push me about in a wheelchair. And the funny thing was, that previous weekend, I'd been let home just for, I think, one night it was. So my dad takes me back to Liverpool, and he wheels me into my local pub. A pub that's closed down now, it was called the Linacre, on Linacre Lane in Bootle.
Yeah.
And he wheels me in there, and listen, I look like boiled shite. I am just, you know, literally on death's door. I couldn't even stomach a pint. You know, everyone's, all the old fellas trying to buy me a beer, and I couldn't even stomach it. I think
it was an early kickoff, wasn't it?
Well, this is a week before, so I just came home. And I go into this pub, and then everyone's buying me a drink. And anyway, I go home. Monday morning, I'm due to go back to hospital, and Jamie Carragher knocks on the door. And so this is a week, this is like 6 days before the game. So I'm back home in Bootle, and Jamie Carragher just knocks on the door, and I'm sitting there in, like, I think just my underpants on the couch, and Carragher walks in, and I'm just like, fucking hell, you know what? What's he doing here? And he comes in, sits down, has a cup of tea with me, and just paid me a visit. And that was an amazing feeling. 6 days later, now we're playing Man United, and my dad wheels me into this part of the hospital where they put the match on. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there thinking, Carragher was in my house last week, you know, and I'm sitting here now, I'm obviously just being blown up. I'm not doing great, but like the boost that gave me, that to have Carragher in my house, having a chat with me, you know, telling me, oh, come on, mate, you're going to be all right type thing. And then 6 days later, I'm sitting there watching Liverpool United. There's a few other injured soldiers who were there watching, who supported United. And I'm there with my dad, just all, you know, huddled around this TV. And it was just a surreal feeling that, you know, six, seven soldiers there, all have been blown up, bits missing here and there, missing arms, missing legs. And yet we're all just huddled around this TV watching Liverpool and Man United.